Hi, and welcome to a new installment of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and recently I got the opportunity to speak with Thornton May, futurist and author of The New No, Innovation Powered by Analytics. For more information about Thornton May or his new book following this interview, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore. Hi, Thornton. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us today.
It's great to be here.
The editors at eWeek magazine have called you one of the 100 most influential people in IT, and Fast Company considers you one of the 50 best brains in business. In addition, you received tons of praise for your new book, The New No, and in particular, I really like this quote from Lou Hay, chairman and CEO of the FPL Group. He says, "Be forewarned, reading Thornton May's The New No will make you think you've spent your whole life in Plato's cave staring at the shadows on the wall. But do not despair. Thornton will take you by the hand and guide you into the sunlight." Can you tell us what Mr. Hay means by this?
Well, it's fun, but all major breakthroughs, I guess, if you look at the history of knowledge or you look at the history of our species, right? All major breakthroughs basically emerge from a point of fundamental confusion, if you will. Mm-hmm. And one of my core skills, I guess, is actually being confused and then trying to fix that. And so, and Lou is actually, not only is he a brilliant senior executive, he was a brilliant, he was a colleague of mine at Carnegie Mellon. He was at one end of the curve, and I was at the other end of the curve. But what I tend to do is look at patterns that don't fit.
Right.
And then try to figure out why. And the pattern which didn't fit for me and what precipitated writing this book was really the pattern is like there are these amazing people, analysts, with these amazing tools, business analytics. And
right.
Of course, the four parts, the four pillars of business analytics, you know, basically our friend statistics and operations research and data mining, you know. And so you go into that and I go, wow, these tools are so affordable and so powerful. And the knowledge that emerges from them is so actionable. Why would anyone basically choose not to move forward aggressively in this space? And yet they don't. Mm-hmm. And so that's really, I tried to figure that out. And so it actually turned into an anthropological, if you will, a journey and an examination of these amazing, the new heroes of the new age, I call them, which are the analysts.
Well, you just touched on this a bit, but who do you think will benefit from your book? It sounds like most anyone can in business.
Well, I do. I think it's actually, you know, it's written, it is actually a celebration of these unsung heroes. I mean, because they truly are invisible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every age has got their heroes. You know, Schumpeter talked about the entrepreneur, and Labor Secretary Reich talked about the symbol manipulator, if you will. But right now, you know, the real hero is the analyst. But if there's any mistake they made, it's that they're not very, very effective at branding themselves or what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a celebration of them, but it's also a celebration because nobody's really studied these individuals. I mean, it's funny. These are the most analytical people on the planet, right?
Right.
And yet they are not prone to or given to self-analysis. So I decided to help them along a bit. But while it's a celebration of what they do, it's very accessible to all aspects of leadership, if you will. So it's actually, you know, Jeff Immelt at General Electric, who was a fraternity brother of mine at Dartmouth College. This would resonate with him. It would resonate with another CEO like Lou Hay.
Yeah.
Or it would resonate, you know, particularly with my group of, what I call my peeps, if you will, the information technology, if you will, like a tribe. And what is fascinating to me is these people, you know, basically, this is a natural next step. I mean, now that we've got all the transactional systems in place, now that we've done the soul-destroying exercise of actually getting ERPs and CRMs and all these other acronyms rolled out on an enterprise-wide basis, the next natural step is now that we have this information available to us, let's use it. And the way you use it, you know, if you will, efficaciously,
right,
is with business analytics. So anyone who actually wants an organization to be smart and actually, like, impactful, that's for whom the book is written.
Well, how is analytics transforming different industries? I believe you touched on quite a few different segments in your book on how this can work.
Well, every industry. Let me blend to a macro global issue with a micro vertical, if you will, or horizontal, basically the information technology industry. One of the amazing things is that knowledge actually can change behavior. And so I know that we're all wondering about or concerned about, or at least it's somewhere in floating around top of mind, this whole issue of climate change and global warming.
Right.
And so, but the interesting thing is, because we have sensor technology, which is now affordable, what we're seeing is that major organizations, the major vendors, now are placing sensors, if you will, inside their data center to determine where. So they're now delivering, if you will, air conditioning, which is a big portion of the total energy and carbon emissions associated with a data center or with the practice of information technology. They are now delivering cooling to where cooling is necessary, but not. So they're not cooling spaces where you don't need to cool. And that is only done by complex algorithms, which are basically embedded in the sensors. And so that's going on that way.
Well, can you share some of your field work that was involved in pulling this information together and writing this book?
Two organizations come to mind. You know, we are living in truly an age of wonder, but we have lost our capacity to wonder. And so, two companies that I just find absolutely fascinating are UPS and McDonald's. And both of those organizations are exemplary practitioners of business analytics. It is tied into basically the strategic direction of the enterprise. It is basically, if you will, embedded in the cultural DNA of the enterprise. And what is surprising is I really didn't think of people who drive trucks, which is a noble profession, but you know, the Teamsters, I was wrong, but I did not think of them as knowledge workers, nor did I think of the folks who actually, work on a crew at a McDonald's as knowledge workers. But there's amazing information and analytics that goes into their ability to create a world-class meal in world-class time, subject to my world-class expectations.
Well, I'm going to back up just a little bit. You've often been referred to as a futurist, and I believe you call yourself that as well.
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit what that means?
Well, actually, it's funny. It is an uncontested market space because there aren't that many card-carrying futurists floating around out there. But the interesting thing, we are all futurists, we humans. I mean, actually, one of our competitive differentiations and one of the reasons that we stand on top of the food chain, I mean, we're not particularly fast. Our claws really aren't all that sharp. We're not armored. Our eyes aren't that good. Our ears aren't that good. While we smell, we don't smell so well, that type of thing. So the way how we have reached this position of supremacy on the food chain is basically our ability to basically understand the implications of the current period implications on potential future outcomes. So we really are, and in fact, if you look at, I surfaced 10 new no realities, but one of these realities is that brain science and decision science are converging. And so the more we know about how our brain operates,
right,
so we really are designed to be futurists. I mean, it is and our human skeleton, basically that reflects it as well. We're designed to move forward. We're not designed to go backward.
What do you most hope that readers will take away from your book?
Some of the joy and some of the nobility of the profession of business analytics. I mean, I was very, very fortunate. I mean, it was a pretty extensive 2 years, 200 companies for a deep dive and 20 vertical markets. And these analysts are just amazing human beings. They are smart and they are committed and they are hardworking and they possess a species preserving trait, and that is curiosity. They really want to understand why things are the way they are. And they also have this great desire to help the organization, whatever the organization's mission is. And that's it's very laudable, and it's great to see that type of, if you will, quality of spirit in today's environment.
Well, in closing, I wonder if you can tell us a little bit more about yourself when you're not busy working and traveling. What do you do?
Well, I read a whole lot. Well, actually, this is actually what I do, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, who are these people? I mean, I'm basically the front end. I'm the lower value portion of the analytical journey, if you will. I'm a data collector, right? So I find all this data and I sort of try and figure it out. And then I go talk to my really, really smart friends in analytics, my really, really smart friends at SAS, try and figure out what it all means. And they give me some adult supervision. And in more cases than not, meaning and sense emerges.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking with you about your important book and your ideas, and it's a pleasure.
Well, thanks so much. It's just a final plug for the book. It's short and it has big print, so you'll really love it.
You know, that is very true, and I love the cover. I have to say, the cover of The New Know is one of my favorite ones of the Wiley and Sass business series that I've seen. So you did a great job. If you had any input in that.
I had no input, but I'm sure that they tested that via the wonders, the mysterious but very important analytical arts.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Thornton.
You bet. Thank you.
We've been talking with Thornton May, author of The New Know, Innovation Powered by Analytics. This podcast is part of the Cover Story, Sass Publishing's podcast series. For more information, visit our website at sass.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sass.com.